Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Shannon is gone.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
So happy to have Shannon on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I have some sympathy for you for Sunday because there's so many things up in the air right now. This must be an impossible show to try to book in advance.
Yeah, you know, we feel that way a lot of Sundays because the minute our show is over on Sunday, we're already booking and looking at the next week ahead. But it's hard to know if it's going to be foreign policy, if we're going to be in a shutdown, if there's not going to be a shutdown, if there's going to be a deal. It's always a little bit of a gamble, but it's kind of a fun puzzle to put together.
Yeah, you have the shutdown, you have the flights, you have the snap, you have the insurance, you have the tariffs, the Supreme Court. My goodness, so many different. An election just happened this week, too. Nancy Pelosi, she's not going to come back for re-election, finally making that announcement. So trying to prioritize those things. I mean, that so many of these things are very, very important topics. I don't know how you try to fit all those things in.
Well, we look for guests who are going to be good on a lot of different topics. We try to use our crystal ball a little bit for the week ahead. We're always talking to leaders on the Hill, Democrats and Republicans. Are you going to be stuck in town this weekend? If so, we would love to have you come join us. So looking ahead, we may do some legal stuff this weekend, too, because I was in those tariff arguments yesterday. And now we wait to see what the court decides on that. And, you know, they got a lot of stuff pending on their emergency docket, too. You know, one of the key cases we're waiting on is the use of National Guard in Chicago. And that kind of stuff's going to keep happening with ICE and with the National Guard. So it's just, you try to get all of these pieces together. And then on Saturday, sometimes something happens and you're like, time to rebook the show. So it's always an adventure. But I've got an amazing team. And some of them have been at this since Tony Snow was hosting the show. So they've seen a few things and they know how to pivot if we have to.
Tony was nice. So with the shutdown, and do you think there's going to be some leeway between now and this weekend, or do you think they're just as stuck as they ever been?
You know what? If you remember back to the 2018-2019 shutdown, one of the things that finally brought the pressure to bear to everybody to get something done was the air travel. Once that really started to happen, because then you're impacting thousands and thousands of people at a time. Every time there's a hub that's closed down, or at least, you know, there's sort of a restrictor plate put on that traffic that goes through there, that ripples across the country. People are looking ahead to, you know, Thanksgiving coming in a couple of weeks. And that's the kind of thing that seems to really get people's attention. And what Secretary Duffy outlined yesterday sounds, you know, pretty serious. And so I think that air travel is always a big pressure for, you know, a pressure cooker kind of for people trying to work around this. A lot of people, you know, flying every day is not part of their lives, but they do want to get to family for the holidays. I think obviously SNAP and the enrollment period that opened November 1st and how that affects the subsidy conversation, And, you know, there was a lot of conversation in Washington. All right, after the elections on Tuesday, will that kind of break something open? If Democrats have a great night, can they say, look, we were right about everything. We've made our point. Let's move on. Leaders I've talked to on the Hill from the top on down really think in the next few days this thing is done.
Yeah. And even if you don't fly a lot, I think people want to feel safe. And right. The safety aspect of it, that's universal. Same thing, talking about the Supreme Court and the oral arguments yesterday. I found them so fascinating. I love listening to audio from Supreme Court arguments because they're so good at compelling their case forward. And the Supreme Court justices are so good at asking questions, and the lawyers always have such a great answer. How do you think this one's going to shake out? Because it looks like a toss-up.
It really does. And I would have said the first half of the arguments, they were really tough on John Sauer, who's the Solicitor General. They're arguing the case on behalf of the president. Really tough on him. Nearly every person on the bench pressed him, I think with the exception of Justice Thomas, who was asking probing questions but not expressing a ton of skepticism about the government's arguments. I'd say the other eight all had a bite at that apple at some point. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a really uphill battle for the White House. Then, of course, the other side gets up to argue, and it seemed to moderate a bit. Like, okay, there are tough questions for the plaintiffs in this case as well. And, you know, Justice Barrett brought up what everybody was thinking. Okay, what if we decide against the White House, against the president? How do we unravel this thing? She said, you know, this is going to be a big mess, potentially. You're talking about billions of dollars that have come in through these tariffs. So you very much got the feeling that the court is trying to obviously do what each of the justices think is the right thing and following the law, but also very, very much aware of the implications of whatever they decide. So I think it's going to be a tough one for the White House to win, but not impossible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think the Supreme Court, in a lot of ways, they'll say, lower courts. But when there's not like a lower court decision. So do you think we'll get a decision here quickly? Do you think they're going to try to resolve this, or do you think they're going to punt it?
You know what? I think that they are going to resolve it. I think they know they have to. And remember, this thing is expedited, not by maybe you and me or real people standards, but by Supreme Court standards. They moved some cases around and added this thing to the calendar, which normally takes months or years to get there. This took a matter of weeks, essentially, once it really got rolling. So that signals to me that they're going to try to get to a decision pretty quickly. After they hear a case on Friday, they had a private conference. We don't know what the votes are, and they can change. But they take that initial vote and then they assign who's going to start writing the opinions. Now, during the opinion writing process, they're still trying to sway each other's votes. So until that thing is issued, whether it's weeks or months from now, we won't really know. But because they've expedited this thing, and that actually came up yesterday, too, Justice Alito was one of the ones to say, you know, we got to recognize that the longer this thing goes on, whatever is rolling through the Treasury, you know, that's more that we have to think about. Does it get refunded? What happens to it? So I think the court's going to move as quickly as they can. But I got to tell you, I didn't see a clear division yesterday. So only they will note how they vote tomorrow behind closed doors and whether they're somewhere close to being able to scrap out these opinions, whether it's going to be a mix of concurrences and dissents. and where the split's going to be, but I think sooner rather than later.
Well, I don't know if you can give us a preview of Fox News Sunday, but what would be the leadoff topic for you if all things were the same today?
I think it's got to be the shutdown. I think if nothing changes at this point, you're going to see real pain at airports all across the country. People worried about their food assistance benefits, you know, all kinds of things. So I think for now, the shutdown is our number one story.
It's a big one. Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream, you do a fantastic job on it. We love watching you. We love you here in St. Louis.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Whew, this is a tough one. Ethan, you're under the same pressures here for the Mark Cox Morning Show when it comes to booking. There's always so many things that we have to consider for the morning show. So I would say you are probably in the same league as Shannon Bream's producers.
No, Trisha actually does a lot of the booking. I just play backup, so I'm all good.
Well, the fact that you didn't take credit for it shows there's some modesty there. No, Trisha does a fantastic job. She don't get the credit she deserves. She really doesn't.
Yep.
You know, people may be wondering, they're listening right now, did they give those AC/DC tickets away yet today? We did.
We did.
We gave the AC tickets away. So we have one more day of that. I can't tell you when it's going to happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen at some point.
We don't even know yet when it's going to happen
tomorrow. No, we don't know. Anything can happen between now and then. I mean, we could decide that we dress up as AC/DC tomorrow.
Nope.
I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Nope, that's not happening.
You don't think that's going to happen? 97.1 FM Talk and Griff Jenkins next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.